Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie and find out more.
Now, we are not as healthy as we say we are. New details published as part of the Irish Life 2023 Health of the Nation annual research report reveal that we are heavier and exercise less than we think. In the last number of years, our fitness has declined. We're now an anxious and an overweight nation. Well, this is all great news, isn't it? We're joined now by Professor Niall Moynagh in the School of Health and Human Performance at Dublin City University to discuss this a little further. And Niall, you know, I think this is a bit strange in a way because I would say we have never been more conscious of health and fitness than we are now.
Yeah, firstly, good evening, Sarah. That's correct. I think, you know, the difference between the perception and the reality is so different. You know, people have this perception that we think that we're healthy. But, you know, if you lift up the bonnet and look underneath, things are not just as rosy as people think that they are. You know, a great example of that are chronic diseases that used to affect people maybe in their 60s, 70s and 80s. And now we see these chronic diseases. They're so prevalent at much, much younger ages. In fact, 6 out of every 10 Irish adults over the age of 50 have at least 2 chronic diseases. And I think if even going back 10 years ago and looking at data from 2013, that 64% of Irish adults, 45 years of age or older, were on polypharmacy. That means they were taking at least 5 medications for a month. And that was 10 years ago. So it certainly hasn't got any better. So if that's what we think good health is, well, it's not what I would think that good health is. We need a paradigm shift in our thinking from being reactionary, getting diseases, and then looking after the diseases rather than preventing them in the first place.
And I suppose that finding that we're actually getting heavier as a population, as a nation, that we can be classified as overweight, you know, it's not nice to hear it, but perhaps it's not that awfully surprising either.
Well, look, we're no different. Although we rank slightly, we're at the top end of the European scale when it comes to weight. And even since 2018, based on the Irish Life Health Survey, we have put on 3.3 kilos. Now, approximately 50% went on during COVID. We've started to lose a little bit of it, but both men and women are at the upper end of the overweight category for BMI, heading towards obesity. And if you look at the American data over a 30, 40-year period, once that trend starts to increase, it is extremely difficult to reverse it. It only goes one way. We just keep getting heavier as a nation.
We used to look at America, Niall, didn't we, and say they were overweight as a nation, as a people. And we're certainly, if we're not in that league, we're certainly heading that way as well. I don't know, in terms of health, what is more important, if any, exercise or diet? Because we're falling down on diet
as well.
Very
interesting. You know, I would say that exercise is as close that we have come to it to a magic bullet in medicine. There isn't a single organ system that is positively affected by exercise. Now, people will say you can't exercise or run a bad diet. Mm-hmm. And that probably is true. But the effects of even a 10-minute walk on every single organ system in our body. And it's funny, you know, when we think about, we're actually living longer. But I think there's a difference between lifespan and health span. Lifespan is how long we live. Health span is how many of those years are we healthy. And I watched Nationwide a few years ago when the movie director, John Borman, was interviewed. And he put it so succinctly. He said, we are not living longer. We are dying longer. And that's exactly what's happening. We're living with these chronic diseases. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Whether it's exercise or diet, ideally it's a combination of both, not smoking. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all lifestyle risk factors that we have total control over.
It's about quality of life as well.
Except we've medicalized our healthcare.
But can I ask?
You access the healthcare when you get sick. We've got to spend far more than 3.3% of our budget on preventive medicine. I think that's where we've got to go because the current trend is simply unsustainable.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for jumping in there. I was going to ask you about our perceptions again because people are actually exercising less than they were 5 years ago. Now, you can't perceive that differently, can you? You know that if you're not exercising the adequate amount of time or amount of exercise, you know that's not happening. Isn't that correct?
Correct. But there's a perception, I think, because you haven't been diagnosed with a clinical condition. The likelihood is if you're slightly overweight, your waist circumference is enlarged, and you're not getting the minimum amounts of physical activity, there's a very high degree of likelihood that you have cardiometabolic diseases and you're increasing your risk for neurodegenerative diseases, for certain forms of cancer. There's no doubt about that. All you have to do is take off your clothes, look in the mirror, and if you see that bulge in your belly, the likelihood is you are at risk for these chronic conditions. But we don't, because we're not manifesting with the conditions, it's only when the doctor tells you, oh, you've type 2 diabetes, or you've high blood pressure, you know, or you've got heart disease, then all of a sudden it resonates. And that's the problem, is that it's not until we get the clinical diagnosis. But remember, for these chronic diseases, there's a 20 or 30 year incubation period before you manifest. For example, kids as young as 10 can have evidence of heart disease if you actually go in and look at their vessels. But they won't manifest with symptoms of the disease maybe for another 30 years. And that's the problem. Okay. The body is extremely resilient. But as a society, because we're developing these chronic conditions now at an earlier age, we're going to see the clinical manifestations probably in the 50s rather than in the 70s and 80s.
Niall, I
and
need you
looking
to...
Looking after those people is going to be a huge problem.
I mean, the message you're giving us is very important, right? But I need a bit of hope here. So give me, end, please, on some sort of message of hope, or at least some recommendations that seem doable for the whole lot of us.
It's all in our own control. There is nothing, even a 10-minute walk, the impact of a 10-minute walk on our physical and our mental health is incalculable. You don't have to be part of a gym. You don't have to be part of a team. Just going out and enjoying nature and doing that on a regular basis. If we just did that, but we're not doing it. And that's the problem.
Okay, so a 10-minute walk every day.
Every day. If you started there, ideally you'd like to do a 30-minute walk every day. But 10 minutes, there's now clear evidence showing that even 4,000 steps a day, you get tremendous health benefits. In fact, when you go out for that 10-minute walk, you get the benefits of that walk for probably the next 16 to 20 hours. Your blood pressure is lowered, your immune system is improved, you feel better, your insulin sensitivity, you're able to remove glucose from your bloodstream, you have less fat in your blood, all because of that 10 to 15 minute walk.
Wow.
So it's there. It's that. Okay. It's an amazing pill that we have is this exercise, but we're not using it. And if I could give you a simple example, if you walk into any major medical centre in Ireland, and look at for heart disease, go into any cath lab, and look at the millions upon millions of euro that are spent, and then look at the cardiac rehabilitation facilities. It's some inky dinky room with one or two treadmills in it, where exercise is just as efficacious as any surgical intervention. In fact, it's better at remodeling our heart and our blood vessels.
Okay.
That's why we need a paradigm shift.
Okay, get up and walk is the simple answer. Well, it's not a simple answer, but it's a good start. Professor Niall Moynagh, thank you very much for joining us. That's Professor Niall Moynagh from the School of Health and Human Performance at Dublin City University.